This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. We continue with our Noble Quran Stories series, insha'Allah. And in this majlis, we cover Ibrahim alayhi salam. He breaks the idols. He smashes the idols. And then they put together this massive fire and throw Ibrahim alayhi salam into it. And he does not burn. Walhamdulillah. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah. So Ibrahim alayhi salam, again, we know that there are many stories in the Noble Quran related to Ibrahim alayhi salam, Abu al-Anbiya, the father of many of the Anbiya, Ibrahim alayhi salam, the Imam of Tawheed, Ibrahim alayhi salam, the father of Ismail and the father of Ishaq. We know from Ismail comes our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Arabs. And we know from Ishaq, his other son, come the Banu Israel and the Jews. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, what is the story of Ibrahim alayhi salam breaking and smashing the idols? Well, alhamdulillah, we find the details in three surahs in the Noble Quran. Number one, Surah Al-Anbiya, verses 51 to 70, and then Surah Ash-Shu'ara, 69 to 83, and then Surah As-Safat, 83 to 98. And so we'll go through all of these verses bi-ithnillahi ta'ala, covering the story of Ibrahim alayhi salam breaking the idols and the fire that they put together and threw him into, and he was untouched, unharmed. Walhamdulillah. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, we begin with Surah Al-Anbiya. وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا إِبْرَاهِيمَ رُشْدَهُ مِنْ قَبْلِ وَكُنَّا بِهِ عَالِمِينَ. And surely indeed we gave Ibrahim alayhi salam rushd. We gave him sound judgment. مِنْ قَبْلِ, before. وَكُنَّا بِهِ عَالِمِينَ. And we knew about Ibrahim alayhi salam. إِذْ قَالَ لِأَبِيهِ وَقَوْمِهِ مَا هَذِهِ التَّمَاثِيلُ الَّتِي أَنْتُمْ لَهَا عَاكِفُونَ. When he said to his father and his people, what are these tamathil? What are these images? Allati antum laha akifun, which you people are holding on to, which you are cleaving on to. You are so close to all of these images and these idols. What are they? Why are you doing all of this? So Ibrahim says to his father and he says to his people, what are you people up to? Why are you attached to all of these tamathil? قَالُوا وَجَدَنَا. How did they respond? How did Ibrahim's father Azar respond? How did the people respond? The typical response. We saw our fathers and forefathers doing this and we're going to continue doing this. Blindly following. قَالُوا وَجَدَنَا آبَاءَنَا لَهَا عَابِدِينَ. We found our forefathers worshipping this, and so we will continue doing this. This is the usual story. Allahu musta'an. Is this proof? This is no proof whatsoever. Your forefathers could be wrong, and you are also following in that wrong. قَالُوا وَجَدَنَا آبَاءَنَا لَهَا عَابِدِينَ. We found our forefathers worshipping these. Ibrahim alayhi salam response. قَالَ لَقَدْ كُنْتُمْ أَنْتُمْ وَآبَاؤُكُمْ فِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ. Certainly you people and your forefathers have been in manifest error. And then in verse 55, قَالُوا أَجِئْتَنَا بِالْحَقِّ أَمْ أَنْتَ مِنَ اللَّاعِبِينَ. They say to Ibrahim, well, have you come with the truth, or are you making a mockery of us? Are you speaking in jest? Are you making a mockery with regards to matters? Verse number 56, قَالَ بَلْ رَبُّكُمْ رَبُّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ الَّذِي فَطَرَهُنَّ وَأَنَا عَلَى ذَلِكُمْ مِنَ الشَّاهِدِينَ. He says to them, rather, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Rabb of the samawat, the Rabb of the skies and the heavens and of the earth, the one who originated this entire dunya, he is your people's Rabb. وَأَنَا عَلَى ذَلِكُمْ مِنَ الشَّاهِدِينَ. And I, Ibrahim, am a witness to this matter. I'm a witness that Allah is your people's Rabb and not all of these tamathil and not all of these idols. وَتَاللَّهِ لَأَكِيدَنَّ أَصْنَامَكُمْ بَعْدَ أَنْ تُوَلُّوا مُدْبِرِينَ. And it is said that Ibrahim said this to himself, that he said that, I'm going to make kid against your idols. I'm going to scheme against you people's idols when you turn your back. When I have the opportunity, then I'm going to scheme against these idols. وَتَاللَّهِ لَأَكِيدَنَّ أَصْنَامَكُمْ. That wallahi, I will scheme against these idols. بَعْدَ أَنْ تُوَلُّوا مُدْبِرِينَ. After you you people turn your backs. So it is said that Ibrahim didn't say this openly to them, rather he said this to himself. That he exhausted himself, he tried debating, he spoke to his father, he used logical, rational proofs, but none of that was working. And so he decided, I'm going to try something else, try a new approach. And so what did Ibrahim alayhi salam then do? Well, the next verse explains, فَجَعَلَهُمْ جُذَاذًا إِلَّا كَبِيرًا لَهُمْ لَعَلَّهُمْ إِلَيْهِ يَرْجِعُونَ. That Ibrahim alayhi salam turned them to pieces. Judad, he broke them into pieces. Illa kabiran lahum, except the big one from amongst those idols. So when they had gone out, Ibrahim had come to their temple and he looks at all of the idols. And we will go through the conversation he had with those idols. He spoke to them, obviously they didn't respond. And then Ibrahim broke all of the idols, he smashed them, except the main big one. He left this one here. And it is said that he took the axe and left it around the big one. Neck or next to it. لَعَلَّهُمْ إِلَيْهِ يَرْجِعُونَ. So that the people will have recourse to the big idol. So that they can ask the big idol for an explanation with regards to what had occurred. SubhanAllah. قَالُوا مَنْ فَعَلَ هَذَا بِآلِهَتِنَا إِنَّهُ لَمِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ. When they returned and they saw all of their idols smashed, they said, who did this? Who did this to our gods? And the person who did it, he is from the wrongdoers. He is a criminal. He is a shaitan. Who did all of this to our idols? قَالُوا سَمِعْنَا فَتَيْ يَذْكُرُهُمْ يُقَالُ لَهُ إِبْرَاهِيمُ. And then they said, there's a youngster. There's a youngster whose name is Ibrahim. He is called Ibrahim. It has been said that he's been speaking ill of our idols. He's been speaking negatively with regards to our idols. He runs down the idols. It's probably that guy. It's probably that youngster, that Fata Ibrahim. He's probably the one who did that. Either Ibrahim was a young man, he was a Fata, or they are mocking him and thus they are treating him as though he is a youngster. قَالُوا سَمِعْنَا فَتَى يَذْكُرُهُمْ يُقَالُ لَهُ إِبْرَاهِيمُ. That it is said that there's somebody by the name of Ibrahim. What did they then say? قَالُوا فَأْتُوا بِهِ عَلَىٰ أَعْيُنِ النَّاسِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَشْهَدُونَ. Bring him in public. Bring him in front of all of the people so that they can witness the trial upon Ibrahim alayhi salam, and they can witness the punishment upon Ibrahim alayhi salam. And subhanAllah, this works in the favor of Ibrahim. Thus, if they are in public, he has a huge audience. He has all of the people there and he can hopefully convince them of the message of Tawheed and the futility of worshipping all of these images and idols. And so, قَالُوا أَأَنْتَ فَعَلْتَ هَذَا بِآلِهَتِنَا يَا إِبْرَاهِيمُ. They said to him, are you the one who did all of this to our gods, O Ibrahim? قَالَ بَلْ فَعَلَهُ كَبِيرُهُمْ هَذَا فَاسْأَلُوهُمْ إِنْ كَانُوا يَنْطِقُونَ. Ibrahim responded, but rather it was the big one who did that. The big one did that to all of these smaller idols. Ask them if they can talk. Ask them and if they can talk, they will give you the answer. SubhanAllah. Again, قَالُوا بَلْ فَعَلَهُ كَبِيرُهُمْ هَذَا. This big one here, he's the one who did it to all of the smaller idols. إِنْ كَانُوا يَنْطِقُونَ. Ask them if they can speak. Ibrahim is like giving them a message that the big idol was not happy with you people worshipping the smaller ones and also worshipping him. Rather, that's why he wanted to be the only one worshipped and not the smaller ones here. SubhanAllah. Giving them an understanding that why are you worshipping all of this here? Why are you associating partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? None of these should be standing here at all. Just like how you understand the example of the smaller ones to the bigger one, just like that with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah wants absolutely no partner and he should not have any partner whatsoever. فَرَجَعُوا إِلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ فَقَالُوا إِنَّكُمْ أَنْتُمُ الظَّالِمُونَ. And so then they started to think amongst themselves and speak to one another. فَرَجَعُوا إِلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ. They consulted amongst themselves. And then فَقَالُوا إِنَّكُمْ أَنْتُمُ الظَّالِمُونَ. That you people, we are the ones who are wrong in this matter. And why are we accusing Ibrahim? We don't have any proof and we are falsely accusing Ibrahim alayhi salam. And so they started to ponder, etc. But alas, Allah states, ثُمَّ نُكِسُوا عَلَى رُؤُوسِهِمْ. But very soon after that, they reverted back to their old ways. لَقَدْ عَلِمْتَ مَا هَؤُلَاءِ يَنْطِقُونَ. That Ibrahim, you know that these idols, they can't speak. They're unable to speak. You know they can't speak. So why are you asking us to ask them who did this to them? Ibrahim alayhi salam responds, قَالَ أَفَتَعْبُدُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ مَا لَا يَنْفَعُكُمْ شَيْئًا وَلَا يَضُرُّكُمْ. You people are worshipping that which does not benefit you in any way whatsoever, nor can it cause you any harm whatsoever. أُفِّلْ لَكُمْ وَلِمَا تَعْبُدُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ. That shame to you people with regards to your worship of others besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do you not understand? Do you not use your aql? أُفِّلْ لَكُمْ وَلِمَا تَعْبُدُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ. That shame to you and to all of your idols which you worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You people are not people of understanding. You don't use your aql. Allah musta'an. قَالُوا حَرِّقُوهُ وَانْصُرُوا آلِهَتَكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ فَاعِلِينَ. The usual response of those who do not have an intellectual answer. They do not have any intellectual base whatsoever. How do they respond? Violence. It's time for violence. We have no answer, O Ibrahim, but rather we're going to kill you, we're going to harm you, we're going to hurt you, we're going to stone you. Like Ibrahim's father had said to him, go away from me, I will beat you, I will hit you, etc., etc. Like the people they said to so many of the Anbiya, Allah musta'an. Ya Abdullah, ya Amat Allah, what did they say? قَالُوا حَرِّقُوهُ. Burn him alive. وَانْصُرُوا آلِهَتَكُمْ. Subhanallah, look at how weak they were. They are saying, let us help our gods, let us help our lords by burning Ibrahim alayhi salam. I mean, your lords, your gods, all of your idols can't help you. Rather, you need to help them by burning Ibrahim alayhi salam. قَالُوا حَرِّقُوهُ وَانْصُرُوا آلِهَتَكُمْ. Help your lords. إِن كُنْتُمْ فَاعِلِينَ. If only but we take some action, we need to take action and burn Ibrahim and help our lords out. قُلْنَا يَا نَارُ كُونِي بَرْدًا وَسَلَامًا عَلَى إِبْرَاهِيمَ. Then they had put together this massive fire, subhanAllah, and many narrations with regards to this fire. They then throw Ibrahim alayhi salam into the fire, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes this fire cool and peaceful for Ibrahim alayhi salam. قُلْنَا يَا نَارُ كُونِي. Allah addresses the fire. Be bardan wa salaman, be cool wa salaman and peaceful and comfortable ala Ibrahim, for Ibrahim alayhi salam. And this was a miracle. They threw him in the fire and he was untouched. He was not burned. Walhamdulillah. What did he say? Hasbi Allahu wa ni'mal wakil. That hasbi Allah, suffice for me, is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa ni'mal wakil. And Allah is the best of those that we can have tawakkul upon. Allah is the wakil of all of us. And similarly, our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when the criminals had come and laid siege to Medina al-Munawwara and the Muslims were in a very, very tough situation, he also said that hasbi Allahu wa ni'mal الوكيل. Suffice for us is Allah, and He is the best wakil. Walhamdulillah. وَأَرَادُوا بِهِ كَيْدًا فَجَعَلْنَاهُمُ الْأَخْسَرِينَ. That they wanted to scheme and plot and plan against Ibrahim alayhi salam, but they were the أخسرين. They were the ones who were the clear losers in the matter. The people of Ibrahim, they were the losers. Did they kill Ibrahim? No, they didn't. Did they save their gods? No, they didn't. They were made fools in front of everyone, subhanAllah. Ya Abdullah, ya Amat Allah, this was from Suratul Anbiya. Many, many verses detailing this whole story. But we do find other details in Surah Ash-Shu'ara. So let's look at Surah Ash-Shu'ara, verses number 69 to 83, inshaAllah. وَاتْلُ عَلَيْهِمْ نَبَأَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ. Our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is ordered to talk about and mention the story of Ibrahim alayhi salam. إِذْ قَالَ لِأَبِيهِ وَقَوْمِهِ مَا تَعْبُدُونَ. When he said to his father and his people, what are you people worshipping? قَالُوا نَعْبُدُ أَصْنَامًا فَنَظَلُّ لَهَا عَاكِفِينَ. They said that we are worshipping these idols. فَنَظَلُّ لَهَا عَاكِفِينَ. And we will continue, we will remain devoted to all of these idols. We are ever devoted to them, Allahu musta'an. Remember, it's either that they actually worshipped those stones and those wooden idols, they believed that they were the creators, etc., or that these idols were representations of the gods and the deities that they worshipped. And so they said, we're going to continue to remain devoted to all of these. Ibrahim alayhi salam says to them, قَالَ هَلْ يَسْمَعُونَكُمْ إِذْ تَدْعُونَ. Do these idols, your deities, your gods, do they hear you people when you call them, when you make dua to them, etc.? Do they hear your call? أَوْ يَنْفَعُونَكُمْ أَوْ يَضُرُّونَ. Can they help you in any way? Can they harm you in any way? قَالُوا, they responded, بَلْ وَجَدْنَا آبَاءَنَا. قَالُوا, بَلْ وَجَدْنَا آبَاءَنَا كَذَلِكَ يَفْعَلُونَ. We found our forefathers doing like this, and so we're going to continue doing so. Blind following. How many times in the Noble Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dispraises this quality in insan, that you're just following your forefathers, you're not questioning, you're not worried about whether it's right or wrong, just because people have been doing it, you want to continue doing it? That's not an excuse. That's not an evidence. So they responded, قَالُوا بَلْ وَجَدْنَا آبَاءَنَا كَذَلِكَ يَفْعَلُونَ. We found our forefathers, grandfathers doing this. We're going to continue doing this. Ibrahim alayhi salam says to them, قَالَ أَفَرَأَيْتُمْ مَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْبُدُونَ أَنْتُمْ وَأَبَاؤُكُمُ الْأَقْدَمُونَ. Have you considered in reality what you people are worshipping and what your ancestors, your forefathers have been worshipping? Have you used your aql? Have you really considered this matter, subhanAllah? Ibrahim alayhi salam continues, فَإِنَّهُمْ عَدُوٌ لِي إِلَّا رَبَّ الْعَالَمِينَ. That all of these idols, they are all enemies to me except the Lord of the universe. It can also mean that the people who worship all of these idols, they are enemies to me except those who are the worshippers of رَبَّ الْعَالَمِينَ. I am with those who worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we are enemies to those who worship other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then he mentions, الَّذِي خَلَقَنِي فَهُوَ يَهْدِينَ وَالَّذِي هُوَ يُطْعِمُنِي وَيَسْقِينَ وَإِذَا مَرِضُتُ فَهُوَ يَشْفِينَ. The one who created me and the one who guides me, the one who grants me food, feeds me, and the one who grants me drink. وَإِذَا مَرِضُتُ فَهُوَ يَشْفِينَ. And when I fall ill and I am sick, he is the one who heals me. Who? رَبَّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَالَّذِي يُمِيتُنِي ثُمَّ يُحْيِينَ. And the one who causes me to die and will give life after that. وَالَّذِي أَطْمَعُ أَن يَغْفِرَ لِي خَطِيئَتِي يَوْمَ الدِّينَ. And Allah is the one who I hope أَيَغْفِرَ لِي. I hope that he will forgive me, wipe away my sins, يوم الدين, on the day of judgment, the day of resurrection. رَبِّي هَبْ لِي حُكْمًا وَأَلْحِقْنِي بِالصَّالِحِينَ. Oh my Rabb, grant me judgment and join me with the Salihin. This was the conversation between Ibrahim alayhi salam and his people, those who were worshipping idols besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, worshipping isms and schisms and whatever besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so we covered the conversation from Surah Al-Anbiya, and now the conversation from Surah Ash-Shu'ara. We move on inshaAllah to the last conversation, and this is in Surah As-Safat, bi-ithnillahi ta'ala. And so here in Surah As-Safat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states, إِذْ جَاءَ رَبَّهُ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. Ibrahim alayhi salam, he came with a sound heart. إِذْ قَالَ لِأَبِيهِ وَقَوْمِهِ مَاذَا تَعْبُدُونَ. When he said to his father and he said to his people, what are you people worshipping? أَإِفْكَنْ آلِهَةً دُونَ اللَّهِ تُرِيدُونَ. Is it perversion besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you people want? أَإِفْكَنْ آلِهَةً دُونَ اللَّهِ. This is perversion, idols, worshipping idols and deities besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you people want. فَمَا ظَنُّكُمْ بِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. What do you people think that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to do with you people? فَنَظَرَ نَظَرَةً فِي النُّجُومِ. Ibrahim alayhi salam, when they were all going out, they had this festival, and so they were leaving and they were going out of the town, out of the city. And so they said to Ibrahim, you also come and you join with us. فَنَظَرَ نَظَرَةً فِي النُّجُومِ. He looked up into the sky, indicating that he was pondering over the matter. And then he said to them, إِنِّي سَقِيمٌ. فَقَالَ إِنِّي سَقِيمٌ. And he said to them, I am ill. I'm not feeling well. You people go. I can't join you people. I'm not really feeling well. This is one of the three lies that Ibrahim alayhi salam had said. The three white lies. We know on Yawm al-Qiyamah, when people will be running helter-skelter, they will run to the Anbiya and say, ask Allah to start the hisab, start the accountability. This Nabi will say, no, I'm not for this job. Go to another Nabi, go to another Nabi. And when they come to Ibrahim alayhi salam, he would say, Allah's angry, and anger he was never angered before, and I am afraid. I spoke three lies. What three lies did Ibrahim alayhi salam speak? Number one, when he said, I am ill, I am sick. What he obviously meant is that I'm sick of you people's idol worship and all of this craziness that you people are involved in. And the other one, when he was faced with the tyrant and he asked, who's that with you? And so Ibrahim said, this is my sister, meaning sister in Islam. It was his wife Sarah, but he meant my sister in Islam. And the third one, when they asked him, who did this to all of the idols? He said, it's the big one. The big one, the main idol, he's the one who did this. So those were the three white lies of Ibrahim alayhi salam to make his people understand. فَتَوَلَّوْا عَنْهُ مُدْبِرِينَ. And when they turned their backs to him, when they had left and they went out for their festival and fun, then فَرَاغَ إِلَىٰ آلِهَتِهِمْ فَقَالَ أَلَا تَأْكُلُونَ. Then he hastened to the idols. He went to the temple quietly and quickly. فَرَاغَ, quietly and quickly. He went to the temple. And he spoke to the idols. He addressed the idols. And what did he say? أَلَا تَأْكُلُونَ. All of this food around in the temple that people had given for the idols. You people are not eating. Oh, you idols, you gods, you're not eating. أَلَا تَأْكُلُونَ. Why are you not eating? مَا لَكُمْ لَا تَنْطِقُونَ. And then he says, why are you not speaking? I'm speaking to you. I'm talking to you, O idol. Why you can't talk? What's going on? Address me. Speak to me. فَرَغَ عَلَيْهِمْ ضَرْبًا بِالْيَمِينَ. And then he smashed them with his right hand. Subhanallah. Ibrahim, the idol breaker, mashallah. And so he breaks the idols with his right hand, striking them. فَأَقْبَلُوا إِلَيْهِ يَزِفُونَ. When their festivities were over, when they returned back to their temples and they found all of the idols broken except the big one, then they rushed off to Ibrahim because they said, it's this young man. He's talking bad about our idols, speaking ill of our idols. فَأَقْبَلُوا إِلَيْهِ يَزِفُونَ. Quickly they rushed to Ibrahim alayhi salam. قَالَ أَتَعْبُدُونَ مَا تَنْحِتُونَ. He said to them, you people are worshipping what you carved out with your own hands. You're worshipping what you made yourself. Ajib, subhanallah. And the people around the globe, they honor and they revere these idols bought in China, made in this place. They bought it in the shop, subhanallah. It's got a tag underneath it, made in this country or that country, and they prostrate to it. They make ruku to it. They put food before it. They honor it. They revere it. I mean, mashallah, he builds these fancy computers and fancy cars and vehicles and spaceships, etc. And then he removes an idol from his pocket, puts it down, and then he begins to honor it and revere it, subhanallah. Where's the aql, Allahu musta'an? Make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ya Abdallah, ya Amatallah, that you prostrate, you make your ruku only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You lower your head only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and not to any creation out there. Allahu musta'an. قَالَ أَتَعْبُدُونَ مَا تَنْحِتُونَ وَاللَّهُ خَلَقَكُمْ وَمَا تَعْمَلُونَ. That you people are worshipping that which you carved out with your own hands, and Allah is the one who created you and created and gave whatever you people are making. Allah is the real creator. وَاللَّهُ خَلَقَكُمْ وَمَا تَعْمَلُونَ. Allah created you and whatever you people make. قَالُوا بْنُوا لَهُ بُنْيَانًا فَأَلْقُوهُ فِي الْجَحِيمِ. Obviously, usual response. They cannot argue with him. And so they say, build, erect something, and then throw him into the massive fire. Throw him into Jahim. Jahim is a severe type of fire. فَأَلْقُوهُ فِي الْجَحِيمِ. فَأَرَادُوا بِهِ كَيْدًا فَجَعَلْنَاهُمُ الْأَسْفَلِينَ. That they wanted to scheme and plot against Ibrahim alayhi salam, but in reality they were the ones who were lowered. They were the lowest of the low. Allahu musta'an. He came out as a hero and they were the ones who were turned into fools. Allahu musta'an. Ya Abdullah, ya Amatullah, this was the story of Ibrahim alayhi salam, Imam of Tawheed, one of the ancestors of our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the father of Ismail alayhi السلام, the Imam of Tawheed, walhamdulillah. Some of the lessons we can extract from this story. Number one, the message of Tawheed. Almost every story with regards to Ibrahim alayhi salam is about Tawheed, subhanallah. Allah is the creator, is the sustainer, is the nourisher. Allah is the one who gives, Allah is the one who takes. When we are ill, Allah is the one who cures us and heals us. When we want food, Allah is the one who provides for us. Before we eat, we say Bismillah. After we eat, we praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In all matters, in every affair, لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. There is no power, no might, except from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the message of Tawheed. Number two, the use of rational proofs. Again, Ibrahim alayhi salam, that you are worshipping that which can't talk, you are worshipping that which cannot hear you, you are worshipping what you carved out yourself, you made it yourself, subhanallah. How can you worship all of these? The futility of the shirk. Then number three, the miracle of Ibrahim alayhi salam in the fire, subhanallah. We believe in the miracles of the awliya, and the best of the awliya are the anbiya. The anbiya, Ibrahim thrown into the fire, he was kept there for a period of time and he was not burnt, walhamdulillah. We also see in the story, like many other stories in the noble Quran, the dispraise of just merely blindly following. Yes, if your father and your forefathers were upon the truth and you are upon that, walhamdulillah, khair and barakah. But ponder and think and use your aql. Don't just follow for the sake of following. Use your aql. Allah has blessed you with an intellect. You need to use it. There's no taklif upon the person who is Down syndrome or is mentally deficient, etc. But you have an aql and it is working. And so there is taklif upon you. There's responsibility upon you. And lastly, Ya Abdullah, Ya Amatullah, we learn from the story of Ibrahim alayhi salam that those who are unable to intellectually argue, then they respond with what? Respond with violence. When they are pushed into the corner, the only response they have is brute force, unfortunately. Allahumma musta'an. That in reality is not the response of those who are strong, rather it's the response of those who are weak, subhanallah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to resurrect us in the company of Ibrahim alayhi salam. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us muwahideen, true muwahideen, true worshippers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep us on the millah of Ibrahim alayhi salam. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us and keep us blessed until we meet again. Barakallahu feekum. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.